Moda ani lifanecha, melechai v'kayam, shechezata bi nishmati b'chemla. Abba emunatecha, moda ani lifanecha.
I am thankful before you, living and enduring King, for you have mercifully restored my soul within me. Great is your faithfulness. A few years ago, I took a trip to Boston to visit some friends who lived in an apartment in Cambridge. It was the middle of July, and the days were long and hot and mostly sunny. They put me in their office/guest room, where he kept his spare electronics and she kept her spare shoes. They had an almost comical overabundance of both. The room was a bit cluttered, but the bed was very comfy, and I wasn't there to spend much time in that room anyway. When I arrived, I barely noticed much about it beyond the aforementioned comfy bed, electronics, and shoes. Because, well, we were having so much fun outside visiting historical markers and eating really nice food. The first day we spent out on the town, and that night we came back around midnight. I thought I would sleep in, but the next morning arrived brightly at about 6 a.m. The curtains on the window were open and the room faced east, something I had not thought about when I went to bed. Typically, 6 hours is not enough sleep for me, but that morning the light streamed into the room, making the typically invisible dust in the air look like millions of tiny pieces of glitter suspended in space, brightness demanding that I close my eyes and take in this bath of sunshine. I laid in bed for a while, just basking in it, feeling like every inch of the surface of my face was absorbing the beams of yellow and orange and red that seemed to make fireworks behind my closed eyelids. There was a warmth that was energizing and happy, and so I laid there and said out loud, "Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for waking me up to this bright and beautiful day. Thank you for giving me life to witness this energy and a heart to lie still here in wonder." Back then, I was new to davening and didn't know the Moda Ani prayer. At least, I didn't know the words we say in our tradition. But my heart knew the Kavanah, the intention, very naturally. No one had to instruct me in the feeling of gratitude for life I felt that morning. My heart burst with it, and it poured out of my mouth, sound mingling with the glitter and light in the air.
Moda ani lefanecha, melechai v'chayam, shechezata bi nishmati b'chemla, rabba emunatecha.
The darkest morning of my life was an overcast and chilly autumn day. When these things happen, these things that bring pain and grief, morning can be quite unkind. We slip from the world of slumber where there is some relief, perhaps in a night of light and childlike dreams, or maybe just a reprieve from hard reality and deep dreamlessness. we slip quickly from that to wakefulness, and memories flood our consciousness with the truth. He is dead. This is still happening. I can do nothing to fix or change it. An entire day lies ahead. A day of sadness, longing, regret. A day of getting through an arduous march through time with feet that have bricks tied to them. Marching with weighted feet through wet snow up a dark mountain. That is the morning after. That is the morning of no sunshine. That morning, my heart did not burst with joy or gratitude for being alive. I did not bask in warmth. I did not bathe in light. There was no glitter in the air. There was no innate desire to thank God for waking me up to this new day. My heart did not burst with thankfulness, and only sobs poured out. The sound of an aching soul mixed with the silence of the morning. The prayer we say upon waking, traditionally while still in bed, as soon as we are conscious, thanks God for restoring our soul within us. But what does this mean exactly? Well, the Talmud refers to sleep as 1/60th of death. The idea is that when we sleep, we are no longer in our conscious mind. We have given over physical control of our bodies and are vulnerable while we enter into a semi-death. Our heart rate declines, body temperature decreases, we breathe more slowly and evenly and shallowly. We are alive, but in a state that is semi-death, 1/60th of death, to be exact. The Talmud also says that for our souls, dreams are 1/60th of prophecy. We leave the conscious world and our souls drift to a place of renewal, rebirth. Some say that we enter the womb of Shekhinah, where our souls gain all knowledge of Torah, all awareness of all truth that exists. We are as we were in utero, held in the safest of spaces, nurtured by the lifeline of the Divine Mother, floating in a warmth of mikvah and love. And when we wake every morning, we are born again. The awareness of all knowledge of Torah melts away, dissipating with our dreams that we forget within seconds of regaining our conscious minds. But the soul has been strengthened in the saturation of truth to help us to navigate and sustain our faith and purpose in this life journey.
שחזרת בי נשמתי בחמלה רבה אמונתך.
When we have mornings like my sunny one in Boston, It's easy to sing out the praise to God in our first prayer of the new day. I am thankful, God. You have restored this soul to me. I awake in wonder of your miracles. You have given me yet another day of health, of happiness, of love and joy. But what about the days when we have no words, when our heart beats, but we don't feel it in our chest, when mere sound hurts as it creaks out of our body, when our arms are too heavy to lift and our eyes are too dull to take in the light, when we face grief or depression or any hardship in our life which makes this prayer impossible to say with intention? Do we say it anyway? Do we force our lips to shape the sounds? Do we force our heart to beat until we feel, and our lungs to breathe the words, trusting that there is purpose in a prayer, that in that time, that moment, does not reflect our sorrow, our status, our reality? Or does it? Moda ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayam, shehechezarta bi nishmati v'chemla, rabba emunatecha, rabba emunatecha. Great is your faithfulness.
Rabba emunatecha, rabba emunatecha. Rabba emunatecha.
It might be that the only part of the prayer we can utter is the very last of it. This conclusion of the Moda Ani comes from Echa, Lamentations, which is the book we turn to during Tisha B'Av, and is a theological and prophetic response to the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. This is the text that, like no other, digs deep into our most desperate anguish as a people, and calls us to examine, to dwell in, to hold on tight to our grief, our heartache, and our complete desolation. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "Because of Adonai's great love, we are not consumed, for the compassions of our God never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." I believe it is no accident that this prayer was constructed with this ending. God knows the heart of all of us, and that our journey in this lifetime will have its days that make our heart call out praises of thanks and light. But also, when we are overwhelmed by yearnings of the darkest days of our lives, we are assured that in those mornings, the mornings when storm clouds leave us in a cold and dark day, when we cannot even open our eyes, when we simply cannot form the words of thanks, we can instead sit by the waters of Babylon and rest in knowing that the darkness will not consume us, that our God is the one of compassion, and that God's compassion for us never fails. It renews even in the dark night of the soul. In those times, if we start with the end of the prayer, maybe God will lead us back to the beginning.
Rabba emunatecha, rabba emunatecha. Ilotecha. E-I-da-da-da-da. E-I-da-da-da-da. Rabba emunatecha. Modani lifanecha. Melechai v'kayam. Shechezata bi. Nishmati b'chemla. Rabba emunatecha. Shehezah.